jingle, sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the snow. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're riding along with a song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy.
Now, I don't know where Gina Marie is.
Oh, she's coming?
Well, BJ, I mean,
you would think she would have been here.
Well, she's my my third best friend.
Of course.
You know, and I'm glad you're here, honey.
Of course, I need
all the help I can get planning my Buffum Christmas lighting party.
Oh, of course.
I mean, all of Astoria looks forward to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the talk of the town.
I mean, you know me, Anita Buffum. Oh. Everyone looks forward to all my parties. You know what I'm saying?
And
I
just,
Gina Marie told me that she wanted to be part of it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because, you know, they're having all the financial troubles over there at her house.
Yeah.
Well, because she just got out of jail. I mean, you read about it in the police blotter, right?
Oh, of course. I've been cutting it out. I've been keeping a little scrapbook.
That's cute. That's nice of you to do that.
You know, I like to do that for the girls around the neighborhood.
Well, so I, am planning a big soiree, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she wants to be part of it because, you know, the whole tax evasion thing, she got thrown in jail.
Right.
And now, you know, she doesn't have lots of money, which I understand. Girls, calm it down. Normally, I don't like to bring my puppies into the...
Yeah, you got to be careful with all the
my
lights.
My Boudreaux, but...
They're about to, you know...
It's all right.
There's trimmings everywhere.
Well, they're so cute. Look at my puppies. Aren't they cute?
Oh, they're gorgeous.
They're adorable.
Gorgeous.
Well, I told you what I asked Mr. Buffum for this year for Christmas, right?
No, what...
Well, you know me. I love animals.
Oh,
you know, I'm a big animal lover.
I see that. Yeah.
Well, and last Christmas, you got me my hippo.
You all right, honey? Give me a second.
How's your dry throat, honey?
You know it gets worse this time of year.
Oh,
this is the worst. It's the happiest time of year for everyone else. Not for BJ. For BJ Giacovelli. It's the worst time of the year for this Christmas season.
Honey, I don't know how to do it.
It's hot. It's cold.
Well, the air is so dry.
And it's so dry.
So dry.
I dry right up.
Oh, God.
It's like the Sahara Desert in my mouth. And I don't know what to do.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, between the wheelchair, the hover ramp.
Yeah.
And the and your whole dry throat. I mean... I'll never forget this. I was down at Dr. Schlesinger's the other day from a year late to get my pap smear. And he asked me about how your dry throat is, because I know he's treating you for your dry throat.
Once a week, every Wednesday.
Well, he asked me how you're doing, because you missed last week, apparently, because you were over there getting your whole hover round redone or something.
Yeah, I couldn't get out of the house. It broke down. I was on Steinway, halfway down the street, the whole thing died.
What do I do?
Well,
it's a good thing you can still walk.
Well, I could, but why? You know?
Right.
So I sat there for a good 3 hours until Rudy got out of work.
God.
Luckily, I was right around the corner from the GameStops.
Oh, God.
You know, my son
Your
Rudy.
Your son Rudy, so cute.
Yeah, so I waited for I just waited for him there. And
did
you know,
he work Black Friday?
Oh, of course. He was had to be
was
there
crazy.
At 3 a.m.
Oh, I can't imagine.
3 a.m., these crazies.
Oh, God.
But he's such
Maria!
A good boy.
Oh, Maria! Where are they? Where are they?
Honey, we're in here, Jenny.
We're in here.
Honey, we're in here, honey.
I think she knows.
What are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to do it in my Boudreaux, honey. I don't want anyone to know about it.
Hi, BJ. Hello, honey. Honey, I'm so sorry, Roy.
Well, honey, you're going to miss it, honey. I'm trying to plan up my whole party.
Well, I know.
Get my house decorated.
I don't want to be a big part of it, of course.
I know. I was explaining to my best friend, BJ, here about, you know, BJ.
Of course, I know BJ.
So
we go way back.
You?
Hello,
well,
BJ.
Good to see you out of jail. Good to see you out of jail.
Thanks. I'm doing fine now, though, BJ. Yeah, things are going wonderful.
Good to hear it.
Well, I was explaining to BJ about, hey, you're having all the financial troubles right now and all that. And
we're getting by.
Of course you are. You're a survivor.
That's it.
You're a survivor.
That's what I like
we
to
all
call
know
myself.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so listen, here's the deal. I got to do my guest list.
Oh, okay.
I got to plan the menus.
All right, well, let me get a pencil.
Okay, here you go, honey. Here, I got it all set up for you.
Well, yeah, honey. I told you I would.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Now, you know every year I am the ice princess of the party.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you going to have a silver gown?
I'm actually going to go in all white with silver trim.
Gorgeous.
And, of course, the pink and zebra, little accents on there.
Of course.
I'm going down over there to the dress shop on Steinway, if you can believe it. Can you,
get
me,
out of
Steinway.
Here.
Can you stand it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they have that dress shop, honey. I forget the name of it. You know, they had the big ball gowns.
Really?
Well, and Gina, you and I were there the other day because you wanted to go to Easy Pick'ems.
That's right.
And I saw the gorgeous pink ball gown.
No.
Yeah, well, and I said I had to have it, but I went in and I asked, they had it in white. So oh. the whole, they have it all coutured for me.
Oh.
They said it's the most expensive gown they've ever had ordered.
Wait, honey, isn't that a Kinton Carib dress?
No, honey, no, no, it isn't that sharp, honey. You're confused.
Oh, all right.
No, are you kidding me? Never, honey. Oh,
okay.
No, honey. Uh-huh. The girl who helped me out was not Mexicano, if you can believe that.
Oh, well.
Oh, really?
I know.
That's
well,
that's
can you believe
surprise.
It? I know.
On Steinway.
On Steinway.
In Astoria.
Yes, honey. Oh.
There's a store
yes.
on Steinway mm-hmm. in Astoria that doesn't have a Mexican
yes,
working in it.
Honey.
Uh-huh.
Well. Wow.
Times they are
that's
changing.
The only reason I went in.
Huh.
Well.
All right, so anywho's in. So... All right, so I need to get my guest list together.
All right.
Now, obviously, I have to invite Connie.
Oh. Oh.
What?
Well, all right, if you want them at your party.
Well, Connie Christakis, honey, come on.
Well, I know, but honey, but she talks bad about everybody in town.
No, honey.
Well, she talks bad about me.
Honey, well, it's not talking bad when it's telling the truth, honey.
What?
We just talk about what's in the paper, and all you're right. in the paper, so.
Oh, all right.
Well, in the police blotter, I mean.
Right.
It was in the police blotter?
Honey, uh-huh. you didn't read the police blotter in the Astoria Gazetteer?
No, honey, I don't read that stuff.
Oh. Well, I have it.
Oh!
If you want to see it, I'll bring it the next
no,
time.
No, I'm okay.
I've
DJ.
Been collecting them.
Oh, have oh. you? Mm. Good for you.
All right, now, I want your daughter Tina Marie to be there.
Oh!
And,
well, she'll love that.
I know. Well, I'm wondering if she'll be, you know, I want to do something special for her, because I figured she's probably not going to get much for Christmas this year.
Hmm.
And I know about how normally the holidays are such a hard time with her, because of the whole... Family and your
home. Of
whole
course, yeah.
Thing. Apparently, Linda Scavullo, my backyard neighbor, was telling me about how Thanksgiving, there was a turkey at the bay window or something.
Again?
Oh, no.
Well.
Well, no, honey, that wasn't Thanksgiving. Didn't we didn't have Thanksgiving at my house this year.
Where'd you go?
Well, I went to my sister Stella's out in Long Island.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
Of course
I thought
I
you
did.
Weren't talking.
Well, honey, I mean, what am I going to do? She's my sister. I can't disown her.
I mean, you haven't gotten along in years because you know how much prettier she is than you.
Well. Honey, she is my youngest sister. Of course she's going to be more youthful.
She's gorgeous.
Isn't she? Oh my God. And those kids of hers, so good.
Oh, they're,
aren't
they're
the gems?
Angels.
Oh, God. They
and her husband is such a looker.
God. Isn't he gorgeous?
He is
so
a looker.
And
he is a looker.
Treats her so well. I didn't realize how good of a job he has.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently he's head of a bank over there out in Long Island. Oh, my mm-hmm. God.
They do all right.
He does so nice for his family.
I can't believe When I saw that car they pulled up in at church over there at Father Murphy Brown's Italian Catholic congregation.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you, I took a picture of it because I got to show Mr. Buffum. Because, you know, Mr. Buffum, my second husband, who's a Jew, which is nothing wrong with
nothing
it.
Wrong
nothing
with
wrong
it.
With it.
Nothing wrong with it.
He knows how I feel about
well,
it.
Well, you know.
Just don't want it in my house. Oh, God, you know how he loves cars. Oh, he loves cars.
Well,
so, I'm thinking maybe for Christmas.
Hmm.
Do you think that Jerry, Stella's husband, could... fill me in on,
No, I wouldn't bother him.
Where he got
that
car?
I wouldn't bother him with that, honey. We don't need to talk about that.
What do you mean?
No, honey, it's not any use to us.
Well, no, I want to get that car for Mr. Buffum
it's
for Christmas.
It's fine, honey, don't worry about it.
What do you mean it's fine?
It's fine, honey, let's just drop it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anywho, and back to my Christmas list.
Okay, let's
so
get
I'm thinking
back to
I want Tina Marie to be the guest of honor, honey.
Oh.
Do you think we can do that? I mean...
That would be so nice. So nice of you.
She'd be so excited.
Oh. I mean, honey, she's so busy. Who knows if she could even make it? I mean, you know, with her, you know, working at Aphrodite Construction Lumber and Greek and Italian Restaurante and Day Spa and Web Design and Pediatric Dentistry, honey. I mean, you know, helping me out. I mean, I don't know how she's going to make it.
Well, I think she can swing it.
Yeah.
I mean, can't you cover for her if she's too busy or something?
We'll see what
I mean, you need a guest of honor.
I know. And I thought that she would... I mean, she's so gorgeous.
Well...
I just wouldn't want her
pretty girl.
Boyfriend coming. Would she invite her boyfriend,
no.
Jamal?
Well, she might, honey.
Oh, she could.
I mean, she really might.
Well, I don't...
I mean, you don't...
You couldn't have that.
Yeah, she might, honey. What are you going to do?
Not with Connie there.
No.
I don't need that. And of course, I got to invite Linda Scavullo.
Of course.
Oh, God,
honey. Oh,
jeez. That one.
After the whole fiasco with the whole puppy and my hippo deal... you know.
What is the story with that? Because I've heard bits and pieces, but
well,
it doesn't sound like a good scene to me from what I heard.
Well, honey,
I don't like to talk
about
it.
I don't like the story at all, honey.
I don't like to talk about it.
Well,
I mean, she should that dog of hers should not have been out free like that. I mean,
she lets
a dog like
that, the whole thing.
A dog like that should be kenneled, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Muzzled.
Chased me right down the street. Well, my hover around.
I mean, I've never seen the dog. I mean, what kind of dog does she have? Well, I mean, is it a ferocious
Let me tell you what happened. Here I am, sitting out in my boudreaux, out my balcony, off my boudreaux, looking down onto my gazebo there, where I kept my hippo that my husband got me last year for Christmas.
Well, yeah.
Now, I had asked for a girl pink hippo.
Mm.
I wanted a pink hippo. Right. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm minding my business, having my breakfast, honey, that my housemaid brought me, Maria Consuelo Gonzalez Fernanda Muchacha Lopez Sanchez Garcia Vega Smith.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, can I get some water? I'm sorry to interrupt.
I need
some water.
Maria! Maria, pour favor the agua, please.
Agua, water.
For BJ, honey. Pour favor for
Maria,
BJ.
Maria, right away, honey.
In the halls.
I can't hear it anymore.
All right.
My nerves.
I'm sorry.
I might have a Ludens in my pocketbook, honey.
Oh, well...
I like
the halls with the menthol. Right.
Okay.
It's basically just a hot candy. All
right.
I'll take it if that's all you got. All
right. Well, let me see here. Well
just you don't BJ got your pocketbook. I mean, I have a Socrates. You need a Socrates?
I'll take a Socrates.
All right. Yeah. Honey. Here, take this.
Okay.
Right. I can't bear to hear it anymore. My nerves. Jesus. All right.
So I'm minding my business. eating my huevos rancheros that Maria had made for me.
Okay.
And I am looking at my lady hippo, who I thought was a girl, because it was pink.
Oh.
And I'm sitting here eating my breakfast. All of a sudden, that dog of Linda Scavullo's comes wandering from her backyard into mine.
Mm.
Right onto my gazebo, right off the other side of the gazebo, down to where I kept my hippo.
Of course.
Well, come to find out, it wasn't a girl hippo, it was a boy hippo. And apparently the boy one's very aggressive.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
And, you know, one thing led to another. The police had to come. Apparently in the police report there was something about rape. I don't know. I don't want to get into it.
I mean, it's disgusting.
But the dog was asking for it.
Oh,
the
of
dog
course.
Was asking. I mean, come on,
what
honey.
Was the dog in heat?
Well, no, it was a boy dog.
Oh, God.
But, you know, I mean, the poor thing. I mean, the poor teacup mini poodle.
Mm.
I mean, never had a chance, really.
Oh, no.
For as vicious as that thing was...
I'm surprised that dog is still alive.
Barely, honey. Did you see it?
It's
got the, like you, honey.
The wheels in the back.
It's got the wheels, and it pulls itself with the front leg.
Just the front legs are usable.
Oh, the poor thing.
I mean, that rectum must have been just cracked out the middle.
Please.
What?
Enough, honey. Your mouth, honey.
Oh. I mean, I can't eat the visual. The poor thing.
What? Excuse me. I'm the one who had to put my hippo down.
Oh, honey.
And you know how I love that thing.
Well, honey, why didn't you call the zoo, honey? Maybe they would have taken him away and brought him to a nice home.
Really, honey?
Well,
so I could have my hippo with the zoo raping all the other animals? No, honey, I don't need that. No, honey. No, thank you.
Well, honey, I mean, really...
It's just a shame. It's a shame you had to go through that.
Well, it's a shame.
Yeah. It's a shame that they had to go through that.
Honey, I don't understand. You know what? That's it.
What?
That's it. You know what? BJ and I will finish it up ourselves. I don't understand why you kept coming here and make me feel bad. Linda Scavullo's dog, untrained dog, had to come into my backyard and was asking for it.
It's not like her hippo wandered over to the other backyard and raped a dog. It came in there flaunting it all over Anita's backyard.
Sniffing around there.
Oh, doing please.
Had no business there.
Yeah.
Well, honey. Oh, God.
I don't. You know what? I'll talk. I can't. You know what? I'll talk to you later. Maria, can you see Gina Maria out, please?
What?
No, don't.
Oh, this is it. This is it. I'm done. I come over here with the schedule that I have, with all the jobs that I work.
Here we go.
You're gonna come in here like this and yell at me?
I wish you could see yourself right now, Jamie.
I wish you could see yourself. I see myself. No, I see myself out. Thank you very much. Thank you, BJ.
No problem, Gina Marie.
You know what you can do with those clippings of yours? You can fly them all over town, because I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right.
Get your hands off of me, Maria.
Happy holidays.
She's so sensitive.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding, tingling, do. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the snow. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand, we're riding along with a song of victory, fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy away. It's not about together like two birds in a feather would be. Let's take that road in Morris and sing the chorus for two. Our one is lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. Woo! Pop, pop, pop!
There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Carrier and Dives. These wonderful things are the things we'll remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we'll remember all through our lives.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather, boys, sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are going to hear you. Come on, it's lovely weather, boys, sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, let's go, let's look at the snow. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand, we're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy our way. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather.
It's lovely weather.
It's lovely weather.
It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.